Lord God, to share to us, Lord God. Now, Father, bring it forth in a mighty way. Let it pierce through our hearts and our minds. Let it echo over and over again, for faith comes by hearing and hearing thy word. And, Father, help us, build us up this morning in thy word, and we'll be sure to give you glory, honor, and praise for it all. Let the altar service be a product of your spirit, Father, and we'll thank you for it all. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Low five, no five, some kind of five. Give them 4 1/4. Do something. God's awesome. God is awesome. Yes, 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 yes. I heard about this feisty 70-year-old woman. She called her air conditioner repair man. After a quick inspection, the man took some oil, put in the motor, and handed her a $7 bill for labor. Anybody ever seen that happen? Labor charges, she claimed, it only took you 5 minutes. The repairman explained that his company had a minimum 1 hour charge on every house call. Well, I want my remaining 55 minutes of labor, the lady responded, so she handed him a rake. So the repairman spent the next 55 minutes in her yard bagging leaves. Amen. That's ingenuity at its utmost. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm glad to be in God's house today. I'd rather be here. Tell somebody, I'd rather be here than the finest funeral home in the land. Oh, hospital. Amen. Get your Bibles out. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, stand for the reading of the word. Matthew chapter 5, stand for the reading of the word. Blessed, I got peacemakers. That's not peacemakers. What in the world I do? You got it right. You did it right. I didn't. It's not peacemakers. It's the persecuted. I did everything but that one part. Yeah, that's wrong right there. It's not people. Well, persecuted needs to be peacemakers, so think about that. Okay. The persecuted. How many has had any persecution this week? I'm going to explain to you what persecution is, and I'm going to show you how to handle it. God even gave me an exact chance last night to use this in person, up close, up front, and I thank God because God is always on time with everything you need. Matthew chapter 5. Oh, you fixed it? Okay. Okay, she marked through it. Amen. Now the next couple of slides, the screen's marked, but it'll be okay. Did you mark the screen or did you mark the? I didn't know. No, I knew what she. I knew she knew what she was doing. I knew she knew what she was doing. I was picking. I just playing. Not that much. I was just playing. Okay. I'm just going to read the Beatitudes and get this number, and I'm just going to. Well, matter of fact, this probably has one. You remember, this is not one attitude you pick and choose. This is all of these are what every one of us should. It's like the fruit of the Spirit. It's not one fruit. Not pick a fruit in it. All of them are part of the fruit of the Spirit. All the attributes. The same way here. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now today's, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, and men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Or for my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly great for your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets which were before you. Here it is. You are the salt of the earth. Tell somebody I'm salt. Somebody gets, some people I think the King James Version is salt and their version is pepper. You know, I'm done with pepper of the earth. No. You got to be the salt of the earth. Well, I'm wanting to be seasoning salt. No, you are salt. Amen. Here it is. Salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a bushel and put it under light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I seen a commercial talking about your eyes. And if I'm not mistaken, they said the eyes, I think it's 10 football fields long. You can go 10 football fields in a total dark, 10 football fields, and our eyes can pick up a candle. 10 miles, okay. Or 10 miles, excuse me then. I stand corrected. I was trying to figure out what it said. Every time I see the commercial, I'm talking. I know y'all don't believe that. And so, yeah, my wife says, every time the weatherman comes on, I can be totally quiet. As soon as they say, weather's coming up next, she says, I stand up and get in front of the TV and start talking. And the man says, I'm David Sawyer and I'm here to talk. Linda says, I get right up and go, Linda, did you hear about? Okay, so here he is. Light. God wants us to be light in darkness. Okay, so here we go. Get ready. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. I thank you for this night. I thank you, God, for this chance, Lord, to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. This day truly is your day, Father. We thank you, God, for all that you've said and done for us, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. I ask you right now, Father, to touch and anoint each and every person. And God, those that are being persecuted, let them know, God. Let them know, God, that you are with them in a very, very powerful way. And we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Shake somebody's hand on the way down. Tell them, if you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. We've been talking about the Beatitudes. And here's the lead. There's only one, just the lead picture up here, the lead screen, is B vitamins are beneficial. V vitamins have been used for years to give you energy, to help your outlook, to improve strength. Jesus gives us B vitamins for energy, outlook, and strength. They're called the Beatitudes. Amen? Now, the Bible says, blessed, happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, this beatitude is going to be in two parts. So you can get part of it next week. So you're getting part of it this week and part of it next week. Blessed or happy are the persecuted. The word persecuted means to be chased after. What it means is I'm still in front. Satan's coming after me and I'm still in front. Happiness is knowing that I'm doing a noticeable difference in the kingdom of God. In other words, happy are you when you have a target. Happy are you when Satan has a target on your back. Amen. Let's talk about being persecuted a little bit. Matter of fact, Linda, if you don't mind, dear, if you'll pick me up some pieces of tape, I got more targets I'm going to put on some other people. Okay. Just one at a time, you just get ready to hand it to me and I'll come back and get another one. Okay. Persecution. What is persecution? We think about being burned at the stakes, persecution, and it is, and we think about the Roman soldiers coming down and chasing, and yeah, that is too. But how many's had a Roman soldier chase you lately? That's right. How many's been run down by chariots lately, been put in between two chariots and pulled apart? How many's been put in the lion's den lately? I'm talking about literally had the lions come out. So there's got to be more to this persecution than just what we saw back in those days. God give us this for a reason. Okay, again, it's spiritual warfare, and God's talking about bless you when you have a target on your back. So now, here we go. It's persecution. Here's the words. You take these words. Here's some combination of the Greek and Hebrew. It means to be chased after, to be pursued. It means trouble, to be troubled, to be harassed. Anybody been harassed lately? It means to be pressed in a tight place, to be squished. It means even to be driven to the point where you're driven away. Now how we handle persecution, this is so awesome. I want you to think about this. How we handle persecution, we need to handle it in a way, number one, brings honor to God. Number two, brings conviction to the persecutor. And it brings God's peace to the persecuted. You need something that's going to bring conviction to them, honor to God, and peace to you. I have to admit, last night, I'm going to throw it out here now. I need to throw it out ahead of time, I reckon. I met somebody when I was at a restaurant last night, or a little, I went to a place with a couple of grandkids and met them there. And I'm walking up, and all of a sudden this guy comes up to me. This guy had been about as mean could be. If I mention his name, y'all wouldn't know who in the world he is. But those that know me and know my family members know exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody without any regret, somebody without any forethought, was pushed in with another couple of guys and did everything within their power to hurt me. Now, since then, they've apologized to the other guys and told them that that was the biggest mistake they ever made. They wish they'd never done it, and that they love me and all this stuff, but they never told me. Never told it to me, but they've told it to some other guys. And I watched, and I didn't say a word, and I watched as God dealt with all of them. I watched some bad stuff go on with these guys, and I just prayed for them. What I was going to say is, so this guy here came up to me last night. He looked at me, and he looked like he was wanting to say something to me, but he sat still because he didn't know how I was going to react. The human part of me years ago would have probably said, come here, let me say hello. Years ago, maybe, I don't know, I don't think I would. I felt like it, but I wouldn't have done it. Last night when I saw him, I walked up to him and I loved him. I grabbed him and I gave him a great big bear hug, told him I loved him. He asked about DC and Daniel and Beth and we talked about things, and finally I had to leave, and so I left because my buzzer said I was ready to go, and I said, thank you, God, for the buzzer. Saved by the buzzer, saved by the bell. But I walked away and I said, you know, it's amazing. I'm talking about persecution and how to handle it. And then God sends somebody my way the night before who probably was one of my biggest persecutors I can think of in my entire life. And God wanted to see, honestly, let me see how I would handle it when I was faced with what the world would consider at one time one of your biggest enemies. So now, watch this. Here we go. Last night, I believe I brought honor to God. I poured heaps of coal on his head. I poured persecution that way. And God brought peace to me. When I walked away, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, persecution, remember this. I want you to remember something about persecution. How many's had the heat on lately? I think it's on right now. Matter of fact, my target's going to melt off my back. Amen. When the heat is on, we have a tendency to say, God, don't you care? Don't you understand? Don't you think I've had enough? God, don't you think that you can just pull the plug a little bit? And I want you to remember something. God is there, and he hadn't forgotten. Satan may have his finger on the trigger, but God's got his hand on the throttle. And because God's got his hand on the throttle, he's more concerned with your character than your comfort. You know, a lot of times we would do better by somebody. We'd even help some of our children. We would help some of our people, our co-workers. If we could learn to understand it, we would be more concerned about their character than their comfort. Then we wouldn't have such a tendency just to give in so easy. So it's important. God says, God's not like us. God don't just give in and go, well, that's them and they're hurt and blah, blah, blah. No, God says, it's building something in them that nothing else can. And I'm going to let it keep on until it builds what I want to see, until I can see my reflection in them. So now persecution is positive and negative. You say, well, how in the world does that happen? Let me tell you, first we'll talk about the negative. It's negative when Satan sends persecution your way, when he's chasing you, when he's hitting you, when he's hurting you. It's negative because when he bears down on you, it demands your attention. How many go, it's just persecution, keep on going? No. When he's hitting you with everything he's got, it demands attention, and it cannot be ignored. You say, well, it's not there. That's wrong. No, it's not so. When it's there, it's there. You can deny it all you want to, but when persecution is bearing down on you, you cannot ignore it. And what it does is Satan comes after your weakness. And so because it's coming after your weakness, when he bears down on you, it reveals your weak spots, and it makes you feel like you just can't win. You see weaknesses, you go, oh, man, He's hit me there again. He knows I don't like that. And he's hit me there again. Wow, God, if you could just change it a little bit. Let it be over here for a while. I can't stand it. It's right here being pushed and probed and harassed in this area. And God, I just can't take it anymore. And God's watching. So watch this. Why did Joseph say, y'all meant it for my bad, but God used it for? So watch this. The positive part is, when God is in it, again, it demands attention. Whew. When God steps up to the plate and God says, okay, enough's enough, I'm going to take care of it, or God, I'm going to give you strength in the middle of this persecution, it demands attention, it cannot be ignored. And when God's in the middle of it, it reveals his strength. Paul said, this thorn in the flesh, I wish you would take it away, God, it's driving me crazy. And God said, my grace is sufficient. He said, matter of fact, my strength is revealed to you through your weakness. So when Satan is driving you off course, he's doing his best to keep you from doing what God's called you to do, to keep you from being that good father, good mother, good worker, good friend, trying to drive you off course. God allows his demands attention and direction is changed too. It drives you back on course. In the book of Acts, whenever they would start getting a little prosperity would hit the church. Whenever prosperity would hit the church, you read it. I'm not making it up. Whenever prosperity hit the church in the book of Acts, then people stopped forgetting about God. And when they stopped forgetting about God, God would allow persecution. And persecution would put people back on their knees, and they would not forget God anymore, and the church grew mightily. Every time persecution came, it said the church grew mightily. But when they sat back in the lap of no problems, then they would skip by and get the best they could. Just get by. So actually, when things are going all to pieces in your life, you may not realize it, but God is actually doing a work in your life. What we need is, during this time, God says, when you're under persecution, here's what I want you to have. I want you to have endurance. Have endurance. You know what endurance is? I heard one guy say, someone said, endurance or perseverance is like wrestling a gorilla. You don't give up when you get tired, you give up when he gets tired. That's right. You don't quit when you think it's time to quit. You quit into Satan when you see God moving in and helping. So now, do you know in this world, if you're a Christian, you're going to be criticized for no matter what you do? You'll be criticized and persecuted if you do nothing. I just done this. I thought it'd be funny today. I'm wearing jeans and a Lacoste. Well, Lacoste. Sure, why you call these things? Pullover. Okay. Do you know, I guarantee you in some places they say, that's not good enough for church. Another place, and they'd say, you can never win anybody to the Lord dressed like that. But then in some other places, they're going, you know what? That's awesome to see somebody dressed like that in church. And because you have dressed like that, you may win some people. They feel comfortable. Amen. Some said you'll never win anybody dressed like that. And some say you're going to win somebody dressed like that. Some say you look overdressed. Some say you look underdressed. I could wear a tuxedo decked out with the tails, and somebody would have something to say. So it's important to understand is you're going to be criticized no matter what you do. If you're a child of God, criticism comes with it. If you're a leader, criticism comes with it. You've got to understand, if God's called you to lead somebody, criticism comes with it. So watch this now. If I'm going to be criticized, if you're going to be criticized, let it be for righteousness' sake. You know what righteousness' sake is? Let me just tell you. We say righteousness, and all of a sudden we get holy, holy, holy. And we bend all down, and we look up and go, light the candles. Let me break it down into possum track talk. Doing it righteous means doing the right thing. That's it. You can make it in some hyper, whopper, duper thing, but if you do the right thing that's pleasing in God's eyes, you've done it. Doing the right thing. Remember, you hear me say it all the time, God has not called us just to do what makes us feel good, because all we do is just what makes us feel good, we feed the flesh, and Satan is satisfied. But if we do what is right, it may not make the flesh, may be very upset, but God will be satisfied. Now, God didn't say you can't ever do anything that makes you feel good. Yes, you can do things that make you feel good, but you need to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So that way, I tell people at work, they go, some of the people that work with me, they go, I got in trouble over this. I said, well, I tell you what, if you just let me know what you're doing, I got your back. If you let me know what you're doing, then I've got some input. I can tell you if it's the right thing or the wrong thing. If it's the right thing or the wrong thing, if I said okay, then you go do what you got to do. And if they come, somebody comes to you and says, you're doing it wrong, tell them to come see me. And they go, that's pretty cool. I say, yeah, it kind of takes the gorilla off your back. Remember, that's the gorilla not until you get tired, but until they get tired. All right. So now, watch this. Satan does not want us to do the right thing. He don't care if you do what feels good. He doesn't want you doing the right thing. And so persecution is sent to stop the right thing, to drive us off course. But God gives us power, endurance, the ability to stay up under the load. God gives us endurance to do the right thing. So get ready. Here you go. What do you do? This is what I tried to do last night. I really did. My friend walked away, and Linda, I said, Linda, guess what? She said, what? I said, did you know who that was? She said, no, I have no idea. And then I started to tell her, she said, well, you handled yourself very well, dear. And I said, well, consider I'm preaching on it tomorrow, I reckon the Lord just said, I'm going to let you go ahead and jump in first. So watch this. What do you do? How can you have endurance? Remember, this is part one. Part two is next week, but this is awesome. How can you have endurance when the target's on your back? How? I'll give you one of them targets. I can't wait. Let's see who may have a target on them. Okay. How do you do it when you got a target on you? You said we got the monkey on our back. No, I got a target on my back, and the monkey's beating it. Okay, so what do I do? Here's the first thing you got to do is, watch this. This is so important. You miss this, forget the rest of it. You got to recognize the source. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You have to understand, Satan's still using people, but the people are actually doing what Satan is requiring of them. They're just a gunman. Satan is the leader of the pack. Satan is the one that you got to go after. Watch this. Just in case you didn't know this, God is the enemy of Satan. And Satan would love to get him. But Satan cannot attack God. Did you know that? He sees Satan coming to him, he just goes, I think about the kids. I see the kids out there fighting, or one of the kids coming at me trying to. We're out there wrestling in the yard. It used to be so funny. Me and DC and Dan out there wrestling in the yard. Can't do it anymore. Wouldn't try it now. But they come at me in the yard, and I'd hold them at their head, and they'd be going forth and going, whew, let me ask, I'm going to get you, Dad. And I go, yeah, right. That's right. But you know what? You know what, though? I can't do it anymore, but that's what God does to Satan. Satan swinging at God goes, is that all you got? He knows he can't attack God, so he attacks the next best thing. He attacks God's creation. Let me give you a little hint. Who's God's creation? Everybody in this church is God's creation. We're all God's creation. So if he's going to attack God's creation, Revelation 12 and 10 says he's the accuser of our brothers. He's the man that's coming out, no matter how bad things seem, no matter if you think somebody's put a target on your back, he's the one. Matter of fact, so he will use any and every means to attack God's creation. If you're being attacked today, I want you to show something. Just in case you didn't realize this, if he can't get to you, he'll use someone you care for. Oh, come on, y'all. Don't shout me down now. Because he knows if he hurts the ones you love, he'll be hurting you. How many here says he's hit me and I was fine with it, but then he started hitting my kin folks, started hitting my wife, my husband, started hitting my kids, and then it really hurt. Okay? Yep. So you got to understand this. There's going to come a time who was the target? I started looking around, people started looking up like you, hold on, here you go. Hold on. Watch this, watch. Come here. Oh my God. That's the preacher's son. You got to watch him. One of the guys in my church, one of the guys on the council, you know the preacher's sons are the meanest ones in the church. I said, you know why? He said, why? I said, they've been hanging around the deacon's son. All right, get ready. Recognize the source. Somebody say Satan. That's how we can love those that persecute us. That's how we can love those who hate us. That's how we can love those and do good to those that do us harm. Because we realize it's not them, it's Satan. And if Satan can get us fighting each other, he wins. So here we go. Recognize source. Number two. Here's the hard part. Here's sometimes you got to stand and put your hands in your pockets. Here's sometimes you have to bite your hand. Here's sometimes where you have to, you know, sit on your hands, walk away. I heard somebody say walk away. That's a good one. Refuse to retaliate. But God, I got him right in my sights. Matter of fact, it's the stuff I bought especially to hit him with. He's right in my sights. I'm giving it. I'll put him down. He'll never bother another soul. I promise you, God, I got this. You know what? Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Try to do what is honorable in everybody's. And I'm not talking about taking up for yourself. There's a difference. If you're in the middle of a battle, you need to take up for yourself. I'm not talking about that. This is different. Let's try to make sure. I don't mean if somebody comes up and they're popping you behind the head, you need to turn around and keep them from popping behind the head. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about persecution where they're coming in and they're trying to take away or destroy your Christianity. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Like if somebody comes to my house tonight at 4 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight and a gun, he's not there for prayer. But he's going to need some before he leaves. Because if my wife will let me get to him, I'm going to hurt him. Honey, I've been in there and checked. There's somebody in there, and I'm pretty sure you might need to go check this out because I think I can't handle it. I can hear it now. Okay. Try to do what is honorable in everybody's eyes. If possible, on your part, live at peace with everyone. Friends, do not avenge yourselves. Instead, leave room for his wrath, for it is written, vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, saith the Lord. Vengeance belongs to him. Wow. You know, think about this now. You think you got it rough, and I know some of you do. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way, because I know some of you do have it very rough. But watch this. Jesus was accused of being a drunk. That's what it said. I didn't make it up. A glutton. I found some bread the other day to keep from being a glutton. It says glutton free. Or was that gluten free? Okay. Okay. All right. I figured he'd all one of that. Amen. He was they call him a drunk, a glutton, a friend of sinners, a blasphemer, that he was even working through Satan. Wow. The Son of God coming to save our souls. Look at this stuff. And every time he turned, they were trying to get him. They were trying to do away with him. They wanted to kill him to get him out of there because he was taking religion's authority away and showing salvation. They didn't like that. So watch this now. So watch this. He refused to retaliate. He left room for God. He had faith that God had this. Now, if you can remember this, there comes a time where you have to leave room for God to work. God can do a much better job. I mean, I sat down. I was waiting to eat lunch with Linda Friday, and I was sitting down, and the lady in front of me, there were two ladies in front of me, and I said, God, you just helped me all along with this sermon. She was going like this. Another lady said, I reckon they resigned from being manager of the world. And I went, wow, let me write that down. Sometimes we want to be the manager. When God says, let me have it. Leave room for God to work. Give him room. Give him space. When you're persecuted, when you're harassed, when you're mistreated because you're a Christian, you need to believe that God is big enough to take care of it someday. Refuse to retaliate. Leave room for God. Number three. Isn't this good stuff? All right. Three of you think so. The rest are going, I'm not sure about this. I mean, I just bought me a 357. Okay, never mind. I'm playing. Okay. Okay. Fresh bullets. You tell me to put them back. Some of y'all singing it now. Give me back my bullets. Okay. Number three, respond positively. Positively. Be not overcome by evil, but be overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Yeah, I love this. I read this story this morning. Last night I got such a chuckle about it. A salesman, I don't think it's true, but I still need to do this because it was cool. Okay. A salesman, an office manager, and a boss are walking to lunch when they find an antique oil lamp. They rub it. Poof! A genie comes out. The genie says, I usually only grant three wishes, so I'll give each of you just one. Me first, cried the office manager. I want to be in the Bahamas driving a speedboat without a care in the world. Poof! She was gone. In astonishment, the salesman shouts, me next. I want to be in Hawaii relaxing on the beach with my personal masseuse and the love of my life. Poof! He's gone. Okay, you're up. The genie says to the boss. The boss says, I want those back in my office after lunch. Of course. The moral of that story there is let your boss talk first. Amen. Okay. When evil attacks us, we are to respond with good. It's not normal. It's not normal for you to respond to good when evil comes at you. But we respond with good. When you're under attack, how can you respond with good? Sometimes it's just you holding up and showing God's power and anointing at you while you just don't jump back in there. Or if you go back in there with the facts or go back in there with this. Like at work, if they get you at work and they try to tell you something, just go back with the facts. You ain't got to fight. Just go back with the facts. Let the truth speak for you. Or if you're having somebody get you here or there or wherever, I should tell my boys, the only place that vengeance is not mine, saith the Lord, is on the football field. I said, boys, he said, they're stepping on my toes, Dad, and pushing on me. I said, but your feet are so big they can't help from doing it. I said, so you just step first and step on their feet and push them over, son. He said, how's that playing? I said, that's playing, son. Remember, he said, but vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I said, not here. So when evil attacks us, respond with good. When you're persecuted, listen carefully. I want y'all to listen. I talked about this Tuesday night. We're doing some good stuff on Tuesday night, trying to get into some emotional stuff and get into some stuff that really gets down to business with us that we don't even think about sometimes that it's godly. We don't even think about God's in control of all this. Watch this. When you're persecuted and you retaliate, listen, who's in control? They are. One more time. When you're persecuted and you retaliate, who's in control? They are. They're pushing your buttons. And when they push your buttons to make you go into negative, they are in control. I used to love it when I was a little boy. I used to mess up my sister so bad. I tell her, I said, Tammy. I mean, I was just having those days I just wanted to, you know, cut up, you know, be the big brother. And I go, Tammy. She go, what? So I said, your epidermis is showing. And she go, Mama! Quick and said, my epidermis is showing. He's telling a story. Tell him it's not. Our good Larry Garen said, y'all know y'all got ancestors are all over. I ain't got ancestors. He said, pushing buttons. I should push those buttons. It used to be so fun to push those buttons. But when Satan's pushing those buttons, it's not so fun. Matter of fact, I want you to think about something. Think carefully what I'm getting ready to say. Think clearly, because I say it too. This isn't just one finger coming out. There's four coming back. When you say, you make me mad. Or when you say, look what you made me do. What you're saying is, your emotions are in their hands. Ugh. You're telling them that y'all are in control. You know, emotions are meant to make our life better, but our emotions are never meant to drive our life. If emotions drives your life, you're going to have a very bad life. Emotions are meant to enhance our life. But when you let people say, you made me mad, then, hey, you're in control. Well, next time you say, you met somebody, tell somebody they made you mad, just go, you're in control of me. Uh-oh, got real. Yeah, I heard it fall. Matter of fact, I think I heard three crickets in the background singing there. Next time you're planning to tell somebody, look what you made me do, just go, you're in control of me. You're making me do what you want me to do. Isn't that cool? Y'all got quiet. This cost me a lot of money. Okay. So you're in control. You're in control of my emotions. No. You need to be in control of your emotions. Because if you don't get control of them through the power of the Holy Spirit, it will kill you. It will drive you up the wall. So now, watch this. Matter of fact, you go to the hospital, you go to certain places where people are there because they let somebody else control their emotions. And they let them control them to the point that they went to the breaking point. And once they're at the breaking point, nobody can control them. Watch this. Recognize the source. Refuse to retaliate. Respond positively. Matter of fact, the story of David is the story of persecution and harassment. King Saul chased him for years. He had done nothing wrong. King Saul chased him. He had problems at Ziklag with his enemies. His enemies turned on him. Absalom, his own son, chased him like a criminal. David knows what it was all about to be attacked. Go ahead, Dad. I'm going on past you now. So that's my fault, not yours. Sometimes I don't read it all when anointing his. You got it. There it is. King Saul, Ziklag, Absalom. So now, David had to run. He had to hide. David knew harassment, and yet he said, Psalm 37, rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. Ah, the man's on the run. When his son tries to kill him, he refuses to kill his son. When Saul's after him, he's got him in his sights. And when he gets him in his sights, instead of killing him, he takes and cuts off his skirt and says, look at here, buddy. I could have got you if I wanted, but I'm not going to touch God's anointed. So there you look. You see, David knew how to respond. God knows it. God sees it and he cares. Then finally, you're getting ready. You're going into the short rows now. Get ready. Rest in God's protection. Here, we'll talk about it again. Here, watch this. Rest in his protection. Watch. Well, I should have read that a while ago, too. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, or the woman, or the co-worker, or whoever that brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. That's pretty cool. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So watch this now. Watch. What it's saying is here on earth, God's going to give you great peace. Peace, like, I mean, the Bible says peace goes passes all understanding. Peace. 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 I saw him with a target on his back at the nursing home. Had that knee done, there was a target. Hit him hard. Hit him in his knees. You know what they always tell you? Take his knees out. And I watched that nursing home. He got in there from the very beginning and started cutting up. He cut up and played, and he had him a good time. He had everybody good. They were enjoying going to his room. Even other people just come to his room so they could talk to him. He literally took lemons and made lemonade. He had a target on his back, but you know what? He responded awesome. Awesome. Sometimes the harassment's your health. Sometimes it's people around you. Sometimes it's just Satan bearing down on you for things you may have done in the past, whatever. But he's bearing down. But God will give you great peace on this earth, and he will meet your needs. That's here. The kingdom of heaven desires. Watch this. The day is coming when we're going to have eternal peace. And all that heaven has is going to be yours. Wow. All that heaven has. Ah. Can you imagine a world where Jesus is in total control? Ah, awesome, awesome, awesome. Ending with this. Remember, when we handle persecution in a way that brings honor to God, brings conviction to the persecutor, and brings God's peace to the persecuted, God smiles. I want God smiling on me. I want God smiling. Go ahead and play the videos. They're in order, I reckon. Let me ask you a question. Have you been under attack lately? Have you had problems lately? Have you felt the pressure? Have you felt the pain? Have you felt the squeeze? Have you seen devices trying to come against you and tear you apart? You know what? Respond positively. Respond positively. God's got something for you. He's got peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. And you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. Trust him. God sees it. God knows. God understands. He is more than able to meet every need in your life. Respond positively. And of course, the first thing is praise. Praise is the kind of word that even be persecuted for doing the right thing. What about stand? Before I call you up to the altar, I want every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're suffering today, you got persecution, you got a target on you. But anybody looking around, I'm going to speak that hand up because I feel like I got that target on my back and I need God's help. Put that hand up. Go ahead. Nobody's looking. Put that hand up. I got a target on my back. I need God's help. I got a target and I'm ready for God to take care of business. I'm going to give it to Him. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every person that raised their hand that needs that touch from you, Lord, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let it feel your peace. Let it feel your anointing. Let it feel your power. Let them be lifted up by your praise in the name of Jesus. Now, if you got any need in your life right now, you can lift your hands. You got a need in your life right now, I want you to come on up this altar. Any need whatsoever. Maybe you just want to praise God and thank Him for keeping you safe. Whatever. You got a need from God today, I invite you to this altar. God's powerful. God is able. 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 Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Yes, I got a target on my back. But God's got me under control. God's got it. God's got it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. I love you, Father. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for all you've done for us, Lord. I thank you, God, that we're not alone, Father. Help us, Lord, to respond positively, Lord. Touch us, God. Lift us up, Lord. Use us mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. God is awesome. God is powerful. God is able. God is able. God is able. God can take your mess and make a message out of it. God can take that persecution you're under and use it for your good. He can take it and use it to make you a stronger minister. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Onto my will. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are with me. Make me in a team. Thank you, Lord. Till you are my one desire. Thank you, Lord. Till you are my one true love. It's not going to destroy you. You trust God. He'll take everything that's coming your way and use it for His good and for your good. Trust Him. Every experience you're going through, you're going to be able to help somebody else with it one day. You're going to be able to help somebody else. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're going to take care of that gorilla. Somebody got that gorilla? Give that gorilla a fit. Somebody give him a fit. You know how you do it, don't you? By praising God. Praising God in the middle of it. Thank you, Father. Well, we're going to watch it again. Well, no, we're not. Now I can feel, want to run to you. Praise God. How many would say, yes, God, I got that gorilla on my back, but I know you're going to give me the power to take that gorilla down. You're going to give me the power to take that gorilla down. That gorilla's going down. That's right. I want y'all to sing a little bit. The words are right here. I want y'all to sing a little bit. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
When you're halfway to nowhere and you can't pay the toll, you're hanging on the mercy,
withered on the vine. Y'all sing it. With your feet on the ground, I know y'all might not know the words, but you know the song, but try it. I almost can hear somebody. Y'all go ahead. Try.
When your troubles day is low, long after the sun goes down, and your mind keeps on racing after dreams that don't come round.
When you don't know how to surrender,
but your whole life's been a fight. When the dark comes to you and you can't break through, cause you haven't seen the light, open up your eyes. You've got to rise up, rise up. When this life has got you down, you got to look up, look up. When you search and nothing's found, mine eyes will see the glory of a love that's here and now. It's coming down.
I need to tell Satan, Satan, you are a loser. Somebody say that. Satan, you are a loser. God, you are almighty. God is almighty. We're not losing. We will win. Thank you, God. Give Lord a hand clap of praise. Yeah, when Peter was on that water, he looked up, and guess who he saw? We're going to have a good service tonight, a special service. It's going to be awesome. Come expecting. If you come expecting nothing, I promise you, you'll get 10 times what you expected. Tenfold, that's right. If you come expecting a good time, you're going to get the multiplied blessing. Amen? Y'all, let's all stand. I got my earpiece, and I got to remember when I whisper. I was like...